As you listen to this morning's Matthew scripture, you'll hear a word that's repeated 9 times in 12 verses. That word is blessed, and this scripture passage is referred to as the Beatitudes. Interestingly enough, the word Beatitudes is an old fancy word that means blessed. This part of scripture starts a section of the Bible called Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And the Beatitudes are a list of blessings from God. So let's define a blessing. A blessing is God's gift of favor in our lives, even when we don't deserve it. God blesses us because he loves us. Sometimes blessings don't look like what we think they will. We don't always get the gifts we expect from God, but we always get what we need from him. The Beatitudes are blessings we receive when we have certain attitudes. I like to think these are called Beatitudes because they are what our attitudes should be as followers of Jesus, as opposed to Meatitudes, which are what we have when we choose to make ourselves and what we want more important than Jesus and what he wants. We could take each of the Beatitudes and make a separate children's sermon, but for the sake of time, here's a summary of the Beatitudes. When you are poor in spirit or humble, you will find that your riches are the kingdom of heaven. When you mourn or feel you have lost what is most dear to you, it is then that you will feel the love of God, who is instead the most dear to you. When you are happy with what you have, then you will find that God provides everything you need. When you are hungry for the things of God, then you will find that only he can satisfy. When you care for others, you are reminded that God cares for you. When your heart is right with God, then you will see that God is at work in the world around you. When you help others to get along peacefully with one another, then you will know the true peace that comes from being a part of the family of God. And when others treat you badly because you follow God, but you don't offer evil words or actions back, then you know your reward will be great in heaven. Remember, these are the Beatitudes, what our attitudes as Christians should be according to Jesus and not according to the world. The world teaches us all about Meatitudes, and that's definitely why we need more folks to think, act, and love like Jesus. Let's pray. Loving God, please help us to have Beatitudes and not Meatitudes. Help us to be your love and light in the world to all we encounter, friends and strangers alike. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.